Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Scoot and be back soon. I'm Dave Cohen. Be with you for the next hour. Glad to be here on this program. You normally hear me from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. on the early edition of WWL First News. See you there at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. This hour, we're going to continue our conversation about the greed, fraud, corruption, and bribery that the federal government says has put countless homeowners and building owners in the greater New Orleans area in jeopardy, because we don't know if licensed, insured contractors and subcontractors may have done the work, and if the inspection of the work was ever done properly, or was bribed to get it passed without it being done properly. These are not just allegations in the latest indictment, but we've had convictions already in this case, and it just makes you wonder, you know, what does it take for someone to say, you know what, I'm going to bribe someone in the government to give me a permit that I can then let someone who's unlicensed work under that permit, even though they're legally not entitled to do so. And then I'll lie about the inspection of that property and not do it at all. And then let someone move into that house, knowing that an unlicensed worker, an unlicensed trades individual, did the electrical work, or the plumbing for the gas, or the structural work that holds the house or building up, that they're okay with letting unlicensed people do that work, and then not even having it inspected properly, and not worried that that house, that building might catch on fire, might kill someone, might burn down, all so you can make a little more money? The level of greed and corruption never ceases to amaze me. And you know what? It's been with us through history, and it seems that all of the efforts to root it out and to send people to prison for it and make them pay for it never seems to stop it. Have you ever heard, oh, we don't need an inspector general anymore? Nah, we don't need a Justice Department anymore because everybody's good now. The risk obviously justifies the reward for people who are willing to do this kind of crap. And it amazes me that it happens over and over and over. And I don't know if they know people who have gotten away with it and think they can get away with it too, or they know people have been prosecuted, convicted, and sent to prison and fined, but they think, well, they were dumb. They didn't know how to do it right, so I'm going to do it better. I'm going to be a better fraudulent company owner, and I won't go to prison. But man, the power of greed and money, it really is something. So we can continue that conversation this hour that we've been having over the last 2 hours here on the Scoot Show. I also want to talk this hour, I want to add something to the table. A new Gallup report says they've analyzed data and determined that for the first time ever, more Americans identify as Republicans than Democrats. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to get a pollster and analyst on to tell us, what does that mean for politics in the United States? What does it mean for the upcoming presidential election? And why is it that for the first time ever, there are more people identifying as Republicans than Democrats? Not necessarily changing their party affiliation on their voter registration, but when you ask them, because clearly in Louisiana, we know there are more people registered as Democrats, but the state votes overwhelmingly Republican. So you have a lot of people who still have that D on their voter registration, but vote R. James, thanks for calling the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. What's on your mind today, James?
Yabba dabba doo!
Thank you for sharing. Yeah, it is the anniversary of the debut of the Flintstones. Great conversation. If you missed it, by the way, go back on the rewind function or on the Odyssey app or on our website. And we had an interview with an author who wrote a whole book about Hanna-Barbera, and fascinating about how groundbreaking the Flintstones really was as the first ever primetime animated program. But I'm sure that's not what you really called to talk about, was it, James?
No, I love the Flintstones, though. Who doesn't, man? I'm a big Smurf fan, too. And today, my favorite program now is On Patrol Live. It's a family. You can get on Facebook. You can communicate with everybody. So it's a really, it's nice to have that family, especially when you're talking about law enforcement. All right, so I called to talk about being a registered Republican. I was an independent all my life until recently when I registered to be a Republican.
So you were registered no party, and you actually went to the Registrar of Voters office and got an R put on your voter registration card.
Yes, so I was an independent. I went online to switch my and register to Republican. But when I did it online, it didn't go through right. So I went to the primary this year, and I went to the early voting. They were like, well, it didn't go through. So when I was there, they helped me go ahead and get that finalized. So now I am a registered Republican. And I feel that way. What I would like to do is, I just don't want to see a Republican Party go way far right. I think if more moderates can get into Republican Party, I mean, because right now, if you're an independent, your vote really don't. You're just stuck in the middle, kind of.
So, well, you can vote for regardless of what's on your registration. You can vote for any candidate other than in the primaries. That's the only thing.
In the closed party primaries,
for president. You have to have that correct affiliation on your registration. Yeah. I am registered no party, so I don't vote in presidential primaries. But I think it's important as news director here at WWL that I don't affiliate myself with either party. And honestly, I like having no label put on me and no official party designation. Why did you feel it necessary? What's that?
Well, these days it's hard not to have to take on that. Well, all right, one thing, Jeff Landry wants to switch it over to to vote for Congress or Senate. Senators in Louisiana, you'd have to, he wants to close it, so you'd have to be a Republican to vote, you know, in the primary or to vote for Congress or Senate.
And only in the primaries, not in the general election, but go on.
Yeah.
So James, what made you,
James, what made you feel like you had
to go get that R on your registration, that you weren't happy not being labeled a Republican?
Because in the primary, that way we can keep maybe more of a moderate candidate in and then have a moderate candidate going against another one. Because you see good moderate candidates. You see it on the North Shore where you had Sims running in the DA race and you had Mike Cooper. And I just feel like they were a little bit more of my choice as moderate, and I was glad to see them win. And Cooper just won by 1,000 votes, so it was important that he had the support that he had from us and all that. And even over on in Metairie, Van Franken and Scott Walker, you know, I felt like they were more moderate candidates that won. I think we have good candidates out there. And I want to be able to back candidates like that and help them if they want to be senator or Congress, you know. So,
well, and I appreciate that, James. And I thank you for the call. Because we have largely open primaries here in Louisiana, obviously not for president, but there is that push, you're right, to switch those. But at the local level, everything's open, obviously. You don't have to have that R on your card to vote for moderate Republicans in general elections. But I understand why your logic and your thinking, and I appreciate the call, because I think a lot of people are concerned. I think most of us are still in the middle somewhere. I think most people are not way to the right or way to the left. I don't think most people are far left-wing or far right-wing voters, but that's what dominates our political landscape now. We'll talk coming up with our political analyst and pollster, John Kuvian, about why that is and why more people now identify for the first time in American history, according to Gallup, as Republican than Democrat. Also get him to recap why it is that a very solid red state like Louisiana still has more registered Democrats than Republicans. What's up with that? John will tell us again. We talked to him about that last week, but I'll have him recap it for those of you who maybe didn't hear. John Kuvian joins us next, along with your calls and texts, 504-260-1870. Why do you think it is that now more people identify as Republican than Democrat for the first time in American history? Is that good or bad? And what do you think it means for our future? We'll talk about it all after this. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot on
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
WL. Appreciate all the texts. Scoot will be back soon. I'm Dave Cohen, joining you today to talk about a number of topics. But right now, I want to focus a little bit more on politics, because I saw a report this morning from Gallup that for the first time ever, more Americans say they're Republican than say they are Democrats. What has led to this change, and what does it mean going forward to help us understand it? John Kuvion, pollster and analyst with JMC Analytics, joins us. Hey, John, how you doing?
Really good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, always a pleasure when you're here to help us understand what's going on in this wild world of politics. Last week we talked to you about the fact that Louisiana, which is solidly red, consistently votes Republican, still has more registered Democrats than Republicans. And I just want to make clear that this Gallup analysis was not of registered voters or what it says on their voter registration, but of surveys of voters and what they say. Because right. Clearly, Louisiana is a perfect example. What it says on your voter registration card and how you vote, not necessarily the same, is it?
Correct. And I think, you know, the thing you have to appreciate is I like to tell people who are less interested and who are in politics but don't understand the 99% of us who are not in politics, and that is going down to the registrar of voters to have your voter registration changed is typically not on your to-do list, which, of course, is why you have that lag in the people changing their political parties. Is unless you're into voting in presidential primaries, thus far there is no reason to change the party you registered as, you know, in 1975.
So help me understand this, because historically, I remember from my political science courses in college, large cities tend to lean Democratic and more rural areas tend to lean more Republican. Yet, and most of the nation's population has historically been in large cities. So do we have more people now moving out of large cities and becoming more conservative? Do we have large cities becoming more conservative amongst their voters? What has changed so that now, for the first time in American history, according to Gallup, more people identify as Republicans than Democrats?
Well, there are two thoughts I have about that without having specifically seen the Gallup analysis. Number one is one exception to your rule about the solidly Republican rural area is that if you're talking about the South or a border state, rural areas used to be solidly Democratic. So that kind of complicates the picture somewhat. With regards to cities being Democratic, you could also make the argument that oftentimes the population of a core metropolitan area is stagnant and families want to move further and further out to have more affordable housing and or schools they can have confidence in and so forth. So that's another part of the puzzle. And then the third part, which is pertaining to Gallup specifically, is I'm kind of wondering when you talk about there being more Republicans than Democrats, I would imagine you have a fairly substantial percentage who decline to identify as part of either party. In other words, the much heralded independents is what I'm referring to here.
Yeah, I'll pull up the details from Gallup. What they said was that 48% of U.S. adults now say they at least lean toward the Republican Party, whereas only 45% say the same about the Democratic Party.
Okay. So in other words, what that survey is doing is it's nudging people towards one party or the other, because typically I would expect to see about 30 to 35% be independent. And incidentally, if you were to take an aggregation of all 30 states across the country that have party registration, it breaks out to about 38, 32 Democrat, Republican, and another 30% are quote-unquote independent. So that could be one crucial difference with the Gallup survey is if they're pushing people to be part of one party or the other. But having said that, the fact that you have more people identifying as Republicans, I do find is interesting, and I think you could make the argument that some of that could play into the presidential race this year.
And that's kind of where I was going with it. And I think what they did, it was a combination of things, of asking people in surveys, but also looking at their historic voting patterns, because obviously people like me who are registered no party or independent, most times we don't have an option on the ballot. And personally, I'm not registered no party because I want to vote for someone who is not affiliated with either party. It's because I don't want to identify with either party, but I want to be free to vote for them. So I think if you look at the voting history of no party, combine that with the people who are registered for one party or the other, you come to these numbers. But so I want to finish up on the why. Do you think American values, American philosophies, American politics have changed, that there are more people who are more conservative than liberal now? Do you think there's been a shift in our country where people are thinking more conservatively now versus in the past?
Well, my experience with politics is you'll basically have 30 or so year cycles where people, the, you know, one ideology has its ebbs and flows. The thing which I think is interesting about this presidential election with regards to that Gallup survey is when you're talking about the fact that, number one, the Democrats are the party in power, and number two, despite what the government statistics at face value say, which would suggest that we should be happy for the economic expansion going on, I think the issue here is, number one, concern about immigration slash border issues, and number two, not just the fact that you have inflation and or rising interest rates, but the fact that you have not had the combination of the two in 40 plus years. That, to me, is the most salient part about the inflation interest rate discussion, is whether you want to say it's high or not. When people have gotten used to years year after year after year of relatively low inflation and interest rates under 5%, and all of a sudden that's changed, it doesn't matter if it was better than in 1979. What a whole generation of people do see, though, is, wait a minute, this house is now, you know, the monthly payment's 20% more, or if I want to go buy the proverbial gallon of milk or a loaf of bread, it's 30 or 40% more. Those are the kinds of things that I think people react to, as opposed to government statistics saying that, oh, well, the unemployment rate's 3.5%.
And you think that if people are feeling the impacts of those high interest rates and of that inflation, it may make them, maybe when they didn't previously, lean a little more conservative, because they know that typically Republicans favor lower taxes and less money coming out of their pockets, while Democrats identify the other direction.
People react to what they perceive as opposed to what the statistics say. So in a roundabout way, I'm saying what you're saying. I'm just putting it in political terms.
Yeah, and I always just try to make sure I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want to misunderstand what you're saying. So,
sure.
So that being said, assuming that this is correct, that Gallup's analysis is accurate, and it says that more people now are Republican than Democrat in the way they behave, the way they vote, and their political thinking, regardless of what's on their voter registration. What does that mean for this presidential race that is now, what, 40 days away?
Yeah, it's and you know, the interesting thing about that is, according to, I've been tracking the early voting across our country, and so not only have more than 50 million requested a ballot, but I'm also showing that at least 520,000 have actually voted. And that's just in the states I know about. I think the true number is probably easily 1 to 1.5 million. And of course, here in Louisiana, October 18th is when early voting starts. But getting back to your immediate question about the impact on the presidential election, if people are feeling in a more Republican mood, then all of a sudden that means that if you're a Kamala Harris, you have to start espousing things that may sound more Republican, which, by the way, she has been doing on the campaign trail, which is all of a sudden she's visiting the border, and she's talking about being business friendly, and she's talking
about crime.
So you'll notice that she's not talking about hope and change like what was happening in 2008. She's basically trying to co-opt some Republican ideas, which is why Donald Trump made that wisecrack about giving her the red MAGA hat at the first debate.
Where are we now? I mean, every time you and I have talked, it's too close to call in the key swing states that are actually going to make this decision on who's going to be president. Here we are just over a month away from the election. We have our vice presidential debate tomorrow night, which we'll talk about more in just a second. Where are we right now in terms of, if the election were held today, which it never will be, but if it were, how would it turn out?
So what I'm seeing, on the surface, it would seem to indicate that Kamala Harris is in the driver's seat, But the disturbing undertone to that is the 2 to 2.5 point lead I've been seeing in the polls, which is if you were to average all polls and take a 7-day average like I like to do, that 2 to 2.5% number has remained pretty much constant since mid-August. And by the way, that 2 to 2.5%, that is the amount by which Hillary Clinton actually led in the national popular vote 8 years ago. And now we're at the point in the election cycle where I can start to see, okay, pollster XYZ is polling Pennsylvania for the umpteenth time. Let's see what happened that time pollster XYZ previously polled Pennsylvania. Almost without exception, I'm not seeing signs of Harris further consolidating her leads. I'm seeing her stuck at the 0 to +2% margin, which in my opinion could become a mirage if you're talking about greater Republican enthusiasm and or historical polling errors that have tilted Democratic.
So roundabout, put it in a nutshell, right now it's still too close to call.
It's still too close to call, but I would not be terribly surprised if Donald Trump won.
So Harris is in the driver's seat right now, but over the next month and 10 days, you think that it's possible that Trump could see just enough, he doesn't need a lot, just enough of a surge to take those key swing states?
Yes, and I would add to that that I think she's plateaued. So kind of, I'm nitpicking with you on words here. I mean, driver's seat to me would be if, let's say, she was at plus 2 months ago.
You said driver's seat.
Well, sure. Fair enough. But that's what makes these shows so much fun, doesn't it?
Yes.
But I think a more accurate way to describe it, and like I said, I know that you and I could get into nuance forever. When I'm seeing that she's stuck at +2 to +2.5, and she's not moving, number one, and number two, I have seen from looking at polling before that there is a several-point tilt to the Democrats that is not supported by actual numbers. That's the part about I think it is possible for Donald Trump to win.
All right. And we will find out, of course, in 40 days. We do not know.
Absolutely.
Now. Yeah. Tomorrow night, and you'll hear it live here on WWL, the CBS News vice presidential debate, when Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance and Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz go toe-to-toe. We'll carry it live for you, starting at 8 p.m. Central. How much of a difference can it make, particularly in a race that this is this close? Are swing voters who are still undecided, and there's got to be such a finite small number of those, but the few voters who may still be undecided or could be pushed from one candidate to the other, are they going to be watching and listening to the vice presidential debate?
I think what's going to be the potential impression setter, I mean, because it's vice presidential and it's the undercard, it won't get as much attention. But the key is you don't want to make any egregious errors, like saying something so odious that all of a sudden it becomes the national news for the next few days. So it's kind of like, was it the old Boy Scout motto of do no harm? That's how I would approach the vice presidential debates, is you want your candidates to do just well enough to where they don't embarrass themselves and the ticket by implication.
So you don't really worry that the election is going to be won or lost based on the people watching or listening to the debate. It's the news coverage of it that follows that could have a greater impact. So even if someone does not sit down and hang on every word of the debate, what they hear about it afterwards could influence enough voters to make a difference?
Theoretically, and by the way, I would even go so far as to say, in addition to the news coverage, any applicable SNL skits?
Sure.
Saturday Night Live?
It has an impact. There's no doubt. And it's, right. And we're talking about a very small number of voters who are going to end up making the decision, because right now, as you pointed out, this race is within 0 to 2%. In terms yes. of the popular vote, and of course we know that the popular vote doesn't determine the presidency, it's the state-by-state electoral college vote that ends up making the decision, and you could win the popular vote without winning the electoral vote. So it all comes yes. down to that finite and that very small number of individuals. But, yeah, who knows what influences them? Maybe it's a Facebook post. Maybe it's an SNL skit. Maybe it's a news report. Maybe it's something a friend or colleague says. It's that close at this point.
Right. As they would say, telephone, tell a friend.
All right. So what can we anticipate over the next 40 days, do you think? We know Donald Trump has turned up the rhetoric, calling Kamala Harris things like stupid and mentally deficient and really criticizing her intelligence over and over again at recent debates, campaign appearances. Do you think that'll be effective, or what else do you think we'll see from his side and from Harris's side?
So there's really two things I'm looking at which do not necessarily apply to what insults he is hurling Kamala Harris's way. The two things I'm looking at is this. Number one, whether there is, in fact, another debate between Trump and Harris. Even though the two are arguing over the finer points, I'm not convinced that there would not be another debate. So that's one thing. Another thing is, as early voting starts to accelerate, and I'm talking about mail-in ballots from Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Florida coming in, and then in-person early voting will start ramping up next week, I'm really of the opinion that what I see with regards to party enthusiasm between now and October 15th is pretty much going to tell us the story about the election, regardless of the fact that we have, in fact, November 5th as the election day.
40 days of fun, absolutely, yes. Coming up for us and for people like you more so than others. I know that you love every minute of this, and this is what you live for. And we are so glad you do, and that you share your insights with us here on WWL. John Kuvion, JMC Analytics, thanks for joining us, and I know we'll be talking to you again real soon.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
There he goes, John Kuvion here on WWL. All right, what do you think? 504-260-1870. Why do you think that Gallup has come to the conclusion that the nation now, for the first time ever, has more people identifying as Republican than Democrat? Are we becoming a more conservative society? Are we moving away from traditionally more liberal views, particularly in large cities? Or do you think maybe more people are moving to suburbs and moving out to the urban, to the non-urban rural areas? And by nature of that, are adopting more conservative viewpoints? I'm curious. Why do you think that is? And do you think it's going to impact the upcoming election? 504-260-1870. You can also comment on everything else we've been talking about, from the Saints to contractor fraud and greed and the rest of the, and the Flintstones anniversary, whatever you want to talk about. We're opening it up for the last few minutes of the program here next. Your calls and texts at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line. Do no harm is the Hippocratic Oath. The Boy Scouts is be prepared. A couple of people texted us on the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line. Yeah, but I wasn't going to interrupt him. He was on a roll. That's an Animal House reference for those of you who recognize it. Someone else texted us, says, if one VP candidate completely outdebates the other, it could sway some undecided voters, and it probably could sway some people who are still on the fence. I don't know a lot of people who are on the fence who don't know if they want to vote for Harris or they want to vote for Trump, but there obviously are some out there, and this race is so close that every few votes, at least in the key swing states, will make a difference. Again, the CBS News vice presidential debate is tomorrow night. You don't have to wait till the next day to hear what happened. You can listen to every minute of it right here on WWL as we have J.D. Vance and Tim Walz go head-to-head. CBS News evening anchor and managing editor Nora O'Donnell and Face the Nation moderator and CBS News chief foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan will moderate the debate. We'll have it all here and then post-debate analysis for you on WWL. I should also correct myself. The election is 36 days away. Now, it may take 40 days or longer till we find out who wins because it's going to be that close, and calls for recounts and waiting on all of the votes to come in, mailed in from overseas and so on and so forth. But Election Day, just 36 days away. Jack, thanks for calling. You're on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. What you thinking today, Jack?
Hey, Dave. I appreciate your interest in trying to discern why the voter, why the electorate seems to be heading to the right a little bit, but I don't know if you've come upon the reason that a lot of it, I think, is because the populace is aging. And as you get a little older, I think you become a little more naturally conservative, both in economics and in looking at the social structure around you. I'm old enough to know that I voted against Richard Nixon, okay? But if he were and his ilk were running today and he hadn't done what he'd done, I may vote for him today.
That's an interesting point, Jack, and it's a good point because you're absolutely right. Typically, as people get older, they have more money. As typical people get older, they own more property. As they get older, you're right, they tend to become a little more conservative. We tend to be most liberal during our youthful days, our college years for those who attend college. And I think that's an interesting point because generations are shrinking. The baby boomer generation being so massive, I think that's not a bad point at all, Jack.
Well, that's you know, you'd gone geographically, and I think maybe part of the geographic answer is in the baby boomer generation doing that move that you described out of the cities, more into the South, the Florida, the retirement committee communities of
sure.
the South. And, you know, that's I think they may be going hand in hand.
Jack, I appreciate the call, and that is a great point. Sam, thanks for calling. 504-260-1870. You're on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Dave, I always enjoy when you're the substitute teacher.
I wasn't going to venture into... Please do not throw any spitballs at me.
Huh? No.
Okay.
I didn't want to venture into politics today, but Jack makes an excellent point, though, both of you all. I wanted to get on to the inspection scam and what's kind of lost in this for a while now. And you notice this Farrell has connections to the inspection fraud in Kenner as well as in New Orleans. So this guy gets around.
Well, you know, his company does third-party inspections all over the region. So.
Yeah, not to put you, me, or the station on the hook, you know, with all the lawyers out there listening. But what I find lost in this is that the scandal behind false inspections with the Hard Rock, and I don't want to pin that tragedy on an ethical company, but the Calais collapse, this guy still owns the property. B, if you remember, your news director, you should remember this. No one went to jail. No one was indicted. No one got fired. Now, a couple of the inspectors did retire to get their pensions, and I guess maybe taking advantage of the Bill Jefferson cash in the freezer law.
Yeah, there still are many, many lawsuits, but you're right.
Several. But I'm talking about criminal penalties.
No,
now,
you're absolutely right, and many people think that's a travesty.
Three men died there. Our downtown area was shut down. Our tourism was affected drastically. You firsthand realize how close that crane came to taking out the Sanger, which is a treasure of our city. But no one went to jail. No one was indicted or anything. And three people died there.
And now, some 30 had very serious injuries. Yeah.
Yeah. What makes anybody think that the feds are worried about someone's house not being inspected in Lakeview properly? And you mentioned electrical problems and such. With so many evacuations and power outages, when the power kicks back on, there's a power surge. That's why sometimes with these fair weather outages, you'll have a breaker go out, you know, because of the power surge across the Entergy wiring. Now, if you're not at home, that instead of kicking a breaker out, that could cause a fire in your house. So I'm kind of okay,
I'm not sure what you're being home or not has to do with if your breaker trips, but you make a good point, Sam, that there's a lot. This thing goes deeper and could end up being far more impactful than a few people paying big fines or going to prison. And
we'll see. You're more idealistic than I am. But again, I reference
Well, no. I mean impactful in terms of we could have people's houses burning down because there were unlicensed contractors doing the work that was never properly inspected. There's a reason that we require licenses, and it's not just a money grab by the government to make people pay for licenses when you're talking about things like the electrical wiring in your home. There's a reason that we require that even if they're licensed, that their work is inspected by somebody else afterwards to make sure they did it correctly. The system is there for a reason, and I thank you for the call, Sam. We're running out of time, but it does scare me that we had, and we don't know how many homes and other structures this impacted. In one news release, the Justice Department says it was countless, and the other says hundreds. Either way, it is disconcerting and downright scary that we don't know if many homes and other structures are safe or not because of a few people's greed in an effort to make more money. And I'll end with this. Everyone's innocent until and or unless proven guilty. But James Muhammad was already proven guilty, and other people have already admitted guilt. We'll see how this all plays out. Whew. We're going to check in. You think this was hot? Wait till we start talking about the Saints next hour and second guess. We'll check in and find out what's ahead with Mike Dottiglia and Bobby Hebert right after this and more of your calls and texts at 504-260-1870. I want to thank Coleman, Jordan, and Diane for helping make this show happen. It was great. Thank you, Scoot, for letting me sit in. And coming up next, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottiglia, second guess. The Saints lost 26-24 to the Falcons yesterday, live on location at the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis. The guys also break down LSU's stress-free win over South Alabama. I'll be back in 13 hours. Join you at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Won't you be with me? Before the sun gets up, it's the early edition of WWL First News. Have a great one. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.